Yeah, welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We're broadcasting from the studios of SEN, 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney. And a big welcome for the first time this morning to listeners across Queensland tuning in through SENQ, 6:93 a.m. in Brisbane, SEN, 16:20 a.m. on the Gold Coast, and the SEN Track Network across Atherton, Ingham, Darling Downs and Kingaroy. And welcome back to those of you who have been listening throughout the morning on SEN 11:70 a.m. in Sydney and the SEN Track Network across the New South Wales Central Coast, the Illawarra, Griffith, and through 13:23 a.m. in Canberra, Vossie.
Oh, we've had a lot of listeners from Canberra coming in this morning, which is fantastic. I mean, it's obviously their coach, so if you're a Raiders fan, Ricky Stewart's been in the news. Now, this is the Matty Johns and Cameron Smith Hour across the SEN network, and I dare say we have a few extra listeners tuning in this morning to hear Cameron and Brandy. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the Microgenics Vitamins range. Shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith is here thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe. Your home of footy. You know I'm a smart ass, fellas, so this is my music to go into the segment today. Here we go. Yes, yeah, look, I'm going to keep the contestant. I'm going to keep the competitors in their corners. Matty Johns, I go to you first.
Morning, boys.
No, Brandy, no, keep your powder dry. Go to Matty. Oh, okay. We're going to build this up. You know what I mean? We've got him on the fishing line. Matty Johns, you are going to play the role of Kerry O'Brien today, who you've had a bit of history with at a Logies event some years back. Matty, are you right to be mediator today for this battle?
Vossie, let's get this underway. I cannot wait.
So Matty's got the popcorn. I have too. Now, I will preface this by saying I love these two blokes, Brandy Alexander, Cameron Smith, love them as players, different eras, of course, as players. Respect their opinion like you wouldn't believe. Love, I could listen all day to these two blokes talking footy. They have had a spat of late. It's not directly toe-to-toe, but today it can be because they are face-to-face here on SEN. Now, a lot has followed, and Chairman Matt Tripp has thrown petrol on the fire over the weekend, and Brandy's fired back at that. But Cameron Smith, I go to the... What do I say? I suppose I go to the maroon... Do I go to the maroon corner? I call it the maroon corner?
The purple corner.
Yeah, that's right. We're representing Melbourne here. The purple corner, Cameron. Good morning. How you been?
Morning, Vossie. Morning, Brandy. Morning, Matty. How are we going?
Interesting week.
This.
Cameron, you're not playing along. You guys are not taking this seriously. Come on. Look, we've got a text here saying, yes. Rooster Man says, get them in the ring on the undercard for Gal's two fights. Smith v. Alexander. Jeez, main event would go off. Paying to see that. Now, Cameron.
Yes.
You stand by everything you have said to this point in response to what Greg Alexander has said, and he stands by everything he says. So we do have a little issue here.
No, there's no issue at all. And Brandy had his opinion, and that there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone can have an opinion. That's what opinions are. Like, it's just their thoughts. It doesn't mean it's fact. I just thought that was a little bit unfair that, you know, to label one club that they were the team or the club responsible for introducing a tackle like the hip drop, because you got to remember that, like, the Melbourne Storm came into the competition in 1998. So you can't tell me that in 114 years of rugby league, well, prior to that, let's take 20 years off that. In 94 years of rugby league, that there's been no player has fallen into the back of another player's legs, intentionally or not, in that much time. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not... Brandy's, as I said, Vossie, Brandy's entitled to his opinion.
Cameron,
I just find
can
it
I
hard
ask you
to say that the Melbourne Storm invented a hip drop. I'll tell you who invented the hip drop. Whoever the person was that first labelled that tackle with a name. That's who invented it.
Andrew Johns said at a function I was at Friday, Matty Johns was with him on stage with his
brother. Don't include my family, please.
Joey did say Friday... Yes. The next person who does a hip drop tackle should be suspended for 12 months. That's how strongly he is against that tackle. But can I just ask you, the chairman of Melbourne did say yesterday that that we don't believe rugby league exists south of the border. I think that's a little childish, to be honest. I think we do, Cameron, acknowledge the fact and how good Melbourne have been. If you don't mind me saying, how good Melbourne have been for the competition. Surely you can't keep playing the card that Sydney centric. Don't acknowledge that Melbourne exists.
Well, it is. But I guess, you know, if you work and you're trying to represent rugby league down in Melbourne, the old card of, you know, the every year the wrestling story comes up this time of year, that gets a little bit old too, Vossie. So I can see sides of both sides of the border. But sorry, Brandy, go on, mate.
No, I was going to say, my comments were not through me timing them and thinking, you know, that I could influence anyone, the referees, abusing my position of power. I'm not a clickbait journalist looking for headlines.
No.
My comments were just on the back of the Patrick Carrigan tackle and me, and to be honest, I just thought it was common knowledge that a lot of people felt that the tackling techniques that have come out we've seen in the game have come out of the Melbourne Storm. Now, rightly or wrongly, Melbourne have been ahead of the game in terms of the wrestle and the tackling techniques. If you go back through history, it's since I've been commentating virtually, Cam. You know, 2001 I started with Fox. I retired in 99. The wrestle has changed the game, and that's not good or bad. It's just a fact. And the tackling techniques that we have seen throughout those 20 years, I will stand by what I said last Friday, that those techniques have come out of Melbourne.
I don't want to
repeat myself. I've said what I said, and I said that last Friday. I said, look, respectfully, and I said the way Cam approached what he said was very respectful. I thought I did the same on Friday. I thought I didn't get hysterical. And I just said, well, this is what I think. I don't think, and now that we've said it again, I don't think there's anywhere for the chat to go.
The conversation,
I think we should move on and get on to whatever else happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel the same. I feel the same. Like Brandy, as I said, Brandy voiced his opinion, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. And I disagree. And that's what I just said. I disagree with that. And that's where I think we should leave it. That's all it is, fellas.
Well, hang on, let's go to Kerry O'Brien here. Kerry, have you got something probing that might just poke the bear here or something, Maddie? Well, Kerry.
Maddie's got nothing.
Was there any... Well, I'm let me put it this way. In your career, Maddie, did wrestling exist? Did wrestling exist when you played, Maddie? Did you have a wrestling coach, ever?
We went one day to a gymnasium. There was some palooka there who was trying to teach us judo. And he held our attention for about 5 minutes. That was about it. Things have changed dramatically. And regardless who's the best at it, is that everyone's training their own form of wrestling. It's just these days. I said last week that, you know, in rugby union it's called the dark arts, the stuff that you don't see is paramount. And rugby league is very much like that now. You know, that the quicker the game gets, the higher the stakes are in the ruck. And that's just fact. It's the way it is. As far as hip drops, as far as cannonball tackles and things like that, I think there's two ways to get out of it. I think it's big suspensions if people are found guilty of it. But I also think the RLPA they've got a role in this. Because, you know, I look at the one that is clear evidence is the cannonball tackle. I cannot believe that a professional would do it to a fellow pro and risk his career. And if I was running the RLPA, I'd be going around all the clubs and saying, if you do this to a fellow player, you're out of the union because you give me no position of power to sit opposite Peter Volandis and talk about player welfare.
All right, Matty, now we'll just go a running commentary of the Alexander v. Smith.
Jonathan Pixley caught into it.
He said, this is like when Pacquiao and Mayweather finally fought a non-event, barely a glove landed. Now, if it does get nasty, Matty, can you talk through the respective physical strengths of Alexander v. Smith? You know, where do you think it might be won or lost, Matty?
Look, I'd like to cross-examine for a second. Matt Tripp, when he said, I'll call it a draw. It was very good. I live around the corner from Brandy. I can't give the points to anyone because Vossie, just please, how old's Edge today? Is he 61?
Edge is 61 today. Yes, he is. Well, you want to play the birthday game early. Just to all those listeners tuning in, and we play the birthday game and guess how old John Michael Howson is.
I think Cameron and Brandy handled that perfectly well in the fact that you don't have to agree and you don't need to reach resolution. Mm. Everyone's got their opinion. That's what I say to people. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's just that mine's always right.
Yeah. Hey, Vossie, yes. you're a great historian of the game.
Yep.
Was the Melbourne Storm the first club to employ a wrestle coach?
You know what I think? The first drama. Oh, well, I'm going to say...
What, Vossie?
I'm going to say, do I yes know who no? employed it one? Employed? I'd say yes. Look,
really?
I have followed the game... longer than Melbourne have been in existence. So
yes, that's what I'm saying.
The game I watched, and I've come through the era of elbows, late elbows, broken jaws, mm-hmm. all of that. I remember the first drama being, was it the Dragons v Melbourne, and Dragons would dive at the Melbourne Storm players' feet. Remember that? Was that under Matt Elliott or Brian Smith? The Dragons would dive at the feet to get quick play the balls. Not even barely held. Oh, and sure. The game started changing there.
Yeah, I remember that period where players were diving to get a quick play the ball.
Yes.
They were throwing themselves on the ground.
Surrender.
Well, I think the evolution
of the game. Yeah, surrender.
I think that was the year West Tigers won the premiership, 2005. Off the back of those.
I thought maybe
those
even earlier.
Type of surrender tackles.
Earlier. Yeah, I think earlier, Cameron, personally. Well, let's go for the... by the way, Bulldog Jed's come on, says, come on, Brandon, Cam, handbags at 10 paces. Someone call cattle dog or worse, a low-gutted dog. So there's some...
Let's not go there.
The listeners here are going in. Here they've got Brandy 1, Cam Neal, get rid of the wrestling coaches, Rooster Man. Sorted out on the golf course, winner gets a boat free of charge, is another comment. So this
I've
is like,
got
you know,
one.
A little word. But when did a wrestling coach get employed? When did you can you remember the first time you did a wrestling session at a rugby league training?
Can I start with this? And I don't want people to think I'm throwing anyone under the bus here, but I've seen an end of season, presentation, awards night, information sheet acknowledging all the staff of a certain club. And this is well before Melbourne Storm come into the competition in 1998. Mm. And it had, under a description of the title of this person's occupation, it had wrestling coach. Now, I'm talking in the 90s.
Mm.
So the coaching of wrestling was well and truly in the game before Melbourne got in there. I just want people to acknowledge that. That's all.
Cameron, Melbourne was the best at it. Now, at the
fair
time,
enough.
You're not actually
fair
breaking
enough.
Rules. Not actually because we don't actually have specific rules. I mean, contrary conduct is so broad. You can slip anything under contrary conduct. You're spitting throwing anything out there.
Yes.
So we didn't actually have rules. So we then had to... Or the league became reactionary to what Melbourne were very good at, better than the others, Cameron. Can you concede that is how the game has gone?
Yes.
And I will tell you a story. When my son Matthew played under 11s rugby league, the coach, who was a really strict disciplinarian, we loved that because he kept the kids on their guard, a little bit of fear factor. Yep. He wanted to bring in a wrestling coach for under 11s because he wanted to play a
football.
That's ridiculous. So the parents stood up and said, we don't want that. For our under 11s. We don't want that.
That's ridiculous. Itch. That is ridiculous. I agree with you, Vossie. That is completely ridiculous. That junior
we'll bring
coaches
Kerry O'Brien back in.
Want to do that.
Matty Johns. You're just sitting back there now under your second box of popcorn. Where can we take this, Matty? You're a media performer. How can we get more out of these two?
I think we're done. Brandy and I moved past it.
Yeah.
How old is John Michael Howse?
Okay. All right. Now, Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.